You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. A geothermal heating and cooling system in a historic Fayetteville home is being used as a model to help expand the use of the technology. WAER's Chris Bolt reports the installation was honored by a statewide organization for its innovation and role in reducing climate change.
William Sunderland bought the home of Linnaeus Noble, who ran an abolitionist newspaper here in central New York, and more famously published Uncle Tom's Cabin. Sunderland notes the social change of Noble and suffragist Matilda Jocelyn Gage, who lived right across the street, motivated his project.
Doing the right thing means not only continuing the unfinished business of seeking racial and gender justice and recognition of indigenous rights, but also addressing a new and daunting global challenge, the climate crisis. As a climate scientist, I am painfully aware that we are way overdue in giving serious attention to climate change.
Sunderland thought the project could show others that retrofitting geothermal into existing homes, even historic ones, is possible while reducing his carbon impact. John Manning helped found NYGeo, an industry group that advances geothermal technology and is trying to expand its use. Manning himself marvels at the work done outside and in the basement of the 1829 home.
We have three 420-foot wells in the driveway here. If you look out there, you'll never even know they're there. And, you know, it's just awesome because all of the heat and the hot water for the home, the cooling for the home is from those wells. So the very best thing that you'll see downstairs is that gas line that comes through the wall is capped off. And that's the very best thing. So.
NYGeo awarded the system its installation of the year. State Senator Rachel May attended the event and says expanding geothermal is important to the goals of the Climate and Community Protection Act, which she's pushing in Albany.
We have to figure out how this can be used in affordable housing, how it can be applied in large business projects, how it can become something that everybody can experience, and that means bringing the cost down.
It's also important, she says, to change minds in order to get more people to install geothermal systems, both into existing homes and in new construction. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
The local project HeatSmart CNY is facilitating geothermal and other heat pump systems. They have several informational open houses coming up. More at heatsmartcny.org. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.